latest close reading is from George S. Schuyler's book, Black No More, on pages 18 to 19. He felt so thankful that he had survived the ordeal of that horrible machine so akin to the electric chair. A shudder passed over him at the memory of the hours he had passed in its grip, fed at intervals with revolting concoctions. But when they reached the elevator and he saw himself in the mirror, he was startled, overjoyed. White at last! Gone was the smooth brown complexion. Gone were the slightly full lips and Ethiopian nose. Gone was the nappy hair that he had straightened so meticulously ever since the Kink No More lotions first wrenched Afro-Americans from the tyranny and torture of the comb. There would be no more expenditures for skin whiteners, no more discrimination, no more obstacles in his path. He was free. The world was his oyster, and he had the open sesame of a pork-colored skin. The reflection in the mirror gave him new life and strength. He now stood erect, without support, and grinned at the two tall black attendants. "Well, boys," he crowed, "I'm all set now. That machine of Doc's worked like a charm. Soon's I get a feed under my belt, I'll be okay." 6 hours later, bathed, fed, clean-shaven, spry, blonde, and jubilant, he emerged from the outpatient ward and tripped gaily down the corridor to the main entrance. He was through with coons, he resolved, from now on. He glanced in a superior manner at the long line of black and brown folk on one side of the corridor, patiently awaiting treatment. He saw many persons whom he knew, but none of them recognized him. It thrilled him to feel that he was now indistinguishable from 9/10 of the people of the United States. One of the great majority. Ah, it was good not to be a Negro any longer.